All this week, we've been looking at farming in Vermont, and today we're meeting some young farmers. The current generation of American farmers is nearing retirement, but for some young people looking to follow in those footsteps, financial barriers make a future in the field less affordable. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis went to talk to a new generation of farmers.
Because this is a millennial interview, yeah. We should definitely do a selfie.
Yes!
Is everybody in? Oh, is Taylor in?
Oh my God, that's so cute!
Will you send that to me?
Taylor Hutchison is the Pinterest perfect image of a young farmer. Her freckled nose sticks out from underneath the brim of a soil-covered trucker hat. According to data from the USDA, the average American farmer is around 58 years old. But there's something modern about farming to Hutchison. While a lot of people her age are spending their money on farmers markets and co-ops for their whole food fixes, Hutchison figured, why not just make a career out of eating well?
In farming, you have to consider lifestyle as part of your profit. So we eat better than most of my millennial friends who I know. So we like to, you know, sit down for dinner and say, ooh, if we went to a restaurant and we were eating all organic local produce that was cooked in this beautiful way, we couldn't afford it. But we're able to eat like that all the time. Yeah, you have to count way of life.
Hutchison is about to turn 30. She and her fiancé, Jake Mendel, have been running Footprint Farm in Starkesboro for 5 years. In 2012, the most recent census data showed there was an uptick in farmers under the age of 35, like Hutchison and Mendel.
The field's sort of on a rest this year, so most of our stuff is through those trees you can see up.
Yeah.
That way. This is home base.
And like a lot of farmers, community is important to Hutchison. In 2012, that means a robust social media presence.
I consider our farm as a part of a nationwide community, and a lot of that community is connected through Instagram. And I feel a little bit hypocritical because I was one of the ones that was like, I'm getting off Facebook, I'm not doing this social media thing anymore. But the farming community on it is amazing. Most of the things we do are because we saw it on Instagram.
Or, for example, Hutchison says she gets a lot of information from her favorite podcast.
It's the Farmer to Farmer podcast, episode 124, and this is your host, Chris Blanchard.
Hutchison says she got lucky. They got the 30 acres of land to build their farm from her fiancé's parents. But ask just about anyone looking to get into the business, and they'll tell you land prices are one of the biggest barriers.
I haven't heard anybody who hasn't weirdly met a rich guy at a bar who decided to fund their farm, or met somebody who took them under their wing and helped them learn on their generations old farm, and then they ended up somehow owning it.
As of 2012, over 30% of current farmland was owned by someone age 65 or older, which means in the next few decades, a lot of that land will be up for sale. In Vermont, there are organizations working to connect young wannabe farmers with that available land. But with young college graduates facing massive student loan debt, keeping that land in agriculture could be a challenge. Just a few miles away in Richmond, Congressman Peter Welch chats with Keith and Lisa Drinkwine at a recent roundtable discussion about young farmers. They are a 30-something couple who own and operate Flatlander Farm. Keith Drinkwine says one of his biggest barriers to building a career in farming is his student loan debt. He says a big chunk of their monthly budget is tied up in student loan payments.
It doesn't keep me up at night because I think my liberal arts education, although it wasn't in agriculture, absolutely paved the road for me to be a successful farmer and a successful business owner. But it's a real honest thing that we have, you know, our money tied up going back to student loans.
Which is why Welch is co-sponsoring a bill called the Young Farmers Success Act. If passed, it would include farmers in student loan forgiveness programs currently in place that give breaks to people in public service jobs, such as doctors and teachers.
The Young Farmers Success Act would include young farmers who are graduating from college. They have student debt. They want to go into farming, but the burden of student debt prohibits them from doing it. We need farmers.
The legislation has bipartisan support from representatives all over the country. But until it is passed, Lisa and Keith Drinkwine tell Congressman Welch they'll just keep doing what farmers do best, work hard.
Farmers understand that work makes you strong.
Absolutely.
It does. And it's about
you have to fail and try and try, and you keep growing and learning from those struggles, and maybe you fail, but next year you learn and you do it better, and it's more successful.
Always learning, always building on previous years. So it's just a process. It's just the journey, really.
For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.